The Czech state-owned energy company ČEZ announced on Friday it excluded the French firm Areva from a multi-billion dollar tender to build two new blocks at the Temelín nuclear power plant. Without giving further details, ČEZ said in a press statement the French company failed to meet the tender's requirement for the construction of two new reactors as well as other criteria. Areva can still appeal the decision. Two other bidders, the US firm Westinghouse and Russia's Atomstroyexport, remain in the running. The winner should be announced next year, while the two new reactors should be completed by the year 2025.
European Union-wide stress test of nuclear reactors has revealed potential safety risks at the two Czech nuclear power plants at Dukovany and Temelín. The tests, whose results were released this week, focused on the nuclear plant's preparedness for extreme events such as earthquakes and floods. The Czech authorities were advised to invest into the improvement of some of the systems, including the protection of its diesel pumps against flooding and the plant's system of return circuits. According to the plant's operator, ČEZ, the results showed no shortcomings, but rather room for further improvement. However, some Czech MEPs slammed the tests as an attack on selected nuclear plants, which could herald a campaign against nuclear energy itself.
A court in Prague this week launched bankruptcy proceedings against the largest Czech forestry firm, Les & Forest. The firm owes over 2 billion crowns to Czech banks and other creditors and was unable to meet its financial commitments. Les & Forest blame its insolvency on a series of investments, as well as on business disputes with the state company LesECR, which administers over 120,000 hectares of state-owned forests. The company management said it was looking for a strategic partner. Some media reports point to the agriculture giant Agrofert, which provided a 311 million crown credit to the firm.
Czechs in August continued to spend less on consumer goods, mainly on food and cars, as retail revenues fell by 0.8% that month, according to the latest figures released by the Czech Statistical Office. The decrease was primarily caused by weakening demand for cars and lower spending on food, which fell by 0.3%. One of the few segments that registered growth was clothing, where retailers saw an increase of 6.8%, mainly thanks to seasonal sales. Analysts say the weakening consumer demand was negatively affected by decreasing real wages and the government's austerity measures.
The Czech-based Indian-owned truckmaker Avia has announced plans to expand to the United States, the daily Hospodarské noviny reported on Friday. The company plans to assemble its light trucks in the United States and eventually sell some 2,000 trucks a year, which represent a 2% share of the U.S. market. Avia has reportedly found a local partner that would be in charge of production in the United States. All parts would be made in the Czech Republic except the engines, which would come from the American producer Cummins. A contract between Avia and Cummins anticipates that 250 Avia trucks would be delivered to the U.S. next year.
Okay, and that was my colleague Jan Richter with the latest in business news.